Monte Cristo in Nashville. You are listening to The Smoking Section.
Here we are with another episode of The Smoking Section Podcast, and we have here a friend of the show, a guy who's been on here before, my cigar buddy.
Yes, sir.
Which I'm hoping that he actually got a chance to celebrate his Opry membership. Hoping. We'll talk about the interview, but we have here a six-time number one hit. Six number ones, my friend. Scotty McCreary, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, my man. Still wild to hear somebody say that out loud, six number ones. I remember when it was no number one, so pretty wild.
Yeah, it's crazy to see you, how you've grown. Now, obviously, we've all watched you grow from Idol, being 17 years old on Idol, to now you're a full-blown dad. You know,
yeah.
You're a full blown dad, and you have six number ones. You're doing a tour, which we're going to talk about as well. But also, let's talk about the fact that you just became the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. How has that been? Like, has it sunk in yet for you?
I'm thinking about it every single day. I haven't stopped smiling. I'm not sure it's sunk in completely, but I mean, it's been so cool just to see my phone hasn't stopped blowing up and in public, you know, people that used to just say, hey, or whatever. Now they're saying congratulations on the Grand Ole Opry. And I think people realize, you know, what the Grand Ole Opry is and how big of a deal it is. And I've always dreamed of being a part of that family, but the fact that it's reality now is just the wildest thing.
So I you got your own mailbox now over there?
Yeah, I do. I actually have Loretta Lynn's old mailbox, so it's pretty special.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty cool. So let's go back to that night, because you were there that night. Craig Morgan played that night. You played Randy Travis, Three Wooden Crosses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe Randy was there, if I'm not mistaken.
You were.
How was that to sit in front of him? Because I'm assuming he's a hero. He's a hero to a lot of people. So
yeah.
How was that sitting in front of Randy Travis and being able to sing one of his songs on such a special occasion?
Yeah, it was special. And I decided to sing Three Wooden Cross before I even knew Randy was going to be there. You know, it was a song that I did back in the day, kind of before I even did Idol. You know, it was like a staple of my gig. So I was doing country music showcases or, you know, opening up for other artists. So I just wanted to kind of go back to my roots with that one and honor kind of the process and how we got, you know, to that induction night. And then when Randy was there, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you want to do him justice and you want him to enjoy it. And think you did a good job. So it wasn't like the pressure was on, but you just want to honor him.
Right.
So it was a pretty cool thing with him and Josh there.
So let's talk about this, because there's a lot of things happening in your world.
Yeah.
I think that people in Nashville, I hate to say this, and this is not a dig to Nashville or a dig to you, but I think the industry might be a little sleeping on you just a little bit. because you were kind of like, you're under the radar, but you are one of the hardest working artists in this business. So with that being said, sorry, Charlie, my dog is barking. With that being said, what's it like going on tour every year? Cause you're headlining this tour. And how do you pick your opening act?
Yeah, I mean, it's different every single year, like you said. And nowadays, the tours look a lot different than they used to, you know, with the family going out with me a lot of the time. When he was younger and still doing bottles, I used to tell people, like, I was used to a few bottles after a show, but now these bottles are a little different than what we were doing back then. But, yeah, and opening act, you know, we're always trying to find those new up and comers that got a great sound to them that I think my audience would love and, you know, and that I love and want to introduce their music to my fans who hopefully become their fans and they go on to have, you know, big old careers. That's always the hope. So I've always just kind of got my ear open to what's the new sound, what's the new up and comers that, you know, I really dig.
So what's your favorite place to play?
I love to go all over. I really do. But I mean, it's probably different times of the year is when I like to go to like the summertime in New England. I love to be there, you know, but, you know, wintertime down in Florida, it's pretty nice and you get a little break from the cold. And, but man, we've got to go overseas a few times and like play Germany a few times, which has always been great. We got to play a show in New Zealand a few years back, which was unbelievable. I didn't even know they'd know my music or who the heck I was, but 5,000 people showed up that night. We're singing every word. So pretty cool to see how far the music can really reach.
Have you been to Germany?
Yes.
Been to Germany. I just went to Germany like 2 months ago and for C2C, and there was a lot of people there that I didn't, you know, my first time in Germany, my first time overseas in the UK. So it's like seeing the interaction with American country music and the Germans are,
yeah,
it's a, there's a connection like that we as Americans don't know.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're all in too. I mean, they know your whole album, not just the singles.
And, yeah.
And they're listening. You know, sometimes I'm so used to a crowd here when they're like, they're drinking and they're partying. It's like over there, they're having a good time, but they're like listening. They're locked into the music. And it's like, it's a different vibe, you know, than a show over here.
Yeah, it's crazy. I watched Old Dominion play over there, and they do like requests from the fans, and someone picked the song. They haven't played the song since like their first tour.
Oh wow! I bet they crushed it. No, those guys.
That shows a dedication of like the fan base in the UK for American country music and for the music.
Yeah, it really is. It's a deeper connection to the music for sure. That's you got to kind of be there to experience to really get.
Yeah, yeah. So we talk about your tour, your Cabin of Solo tour, which is obviously named after your next album, which comes out Monday, which comes out week of May 13th. But let's talk about this. Because you're a songwriter. You've written probably all the songs on the album. Or most
of
them. Yeah.
12 or 13.
What was your creative process going into this? Because obviously it's different for every album. So it's like, you would expect, because the last time you didn't have a baby.
No, yeah, I know. Feels like it's wild to even think about life without Avery.
Exactly. Yeah, last time you didn't have a baby. So it's like, are you now incorporating, you know, the father-son relationship into your songs?
Yeah, you know, I think I've always tried to write real life stuff, you know, so, and Lord knows I wrote enough daddy songs and baby songs to make 3 albums, you know, but it's one of those, I didn't want the whole album to be that, you know, so I think there's like 2 songs that are like specific to Avery, but the rest of the album, I think, you know, my whole world's changed with him, so obviously my perspective and how I write songs is going to change too, so I think even though there's just 2 songs that are about him, I think every song was influenced by him, you know?
It's amazing how Kid changes your life.
Yeah.
Because you just said, you know, you can't imagine your life without your kid. So it's like,
yeah, that's part of the reason.
It's a whole different part of the person. Yeah.
Yeah. Just your whole life changes. My schedule changes, perspective changes, what's important changes, you know? So, yeah, it's an amazing thing.
I mean, as you said, this is also why we're doing this at 8:30 in the morning, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I've been up since 6 with him, so.
Oh, I've been up since 5, so I understand. So I...
Oh, perfect.
We're good. Same time. We're good.
I love it.
We're good. So here's my question. I'm not going to take too much more of your time because we got a lot of catch to do in person, but.
Yeah.
what do you want your legacy to be? You have. I'm looking at your wall. Yeah. You have number one plaques. You have gold record plaques, platinum plaques. You have the Opry. It seems like you've done it all in this business. Do you feel like you've done it all in this business, or you feel like there's more for you to do?
I think there's more for me to do. I've always got higher goals and aspirations, and we've been doing it 13 years now, and fortunate to have six songs up top the chart. Could have really had seven, but old Morgan Wallen had something to say about that. The biggest song in history. I think a few artists got stuck at number two, but not bitter at all.
Yeah, not bitter.
I've always got goals, and I want to write better songs and play bigger venues, and maybe one day get nominated for some awards at shows and get to be on TV. I got to do a lot of that stuff early on. Nowadays, we really don't not too involved with the award shows anymore. Not that you do it for awards, but it's fun. It's like a family reunion. Everybody's there. You want to be a part of the show too. So I got a lot more I'd love to get to and do in the road, but it all starts with music. So legacy wise, I want folks to remember me for one, being a good guy, good dad, good husband, and two, a guy that loved country music. No goals of crossing over or acting or do it. I love country music. It's what I want to do. So hopefully folks see that and enjoy the music.
So I just thought about this, and but you haven't had any duets.
No, I really haven't. I did one thing on that Hicks tape a few albums ago with Chris Lane, but I haven't had too many duets or things we've done. I don't know why that is. I don't live in Nashville, so I feel like sometimes my, folks I would have tight relationships with, I might not be that tight, just because we're not seeing all the time, going to lunch or whatever.
Right, right.
I haven't had too many.
If you were to do a duet, I'm sure you've written songs that could have been a duet.
Sure.
Yeah. Who would you do a duet with, female or male?
Yeah, I'd love, there was one, I reached out to Garth actually about a song a few years ago, and this was before he was doing music again and making records and all that. I said, man, I got a song I think you would crush, and he agreed to it originally. He loved it. He'd just be so cool. But then his plans changed and he started touring. He unretired, was making records, and it didn't fit in his plan for what they were doing at the time, so that never came out. But I'd love to do some with him. He's it's wild to say because he's Garth Brooks, but he's been a friend now for a while and has been so cool to my family and always just so down to earth and nice, which is what you want to see because he's one of the biggest superstars in the world. So that'd be cool to do something with him. And female, I've always said Lauren Elena just because she's like a sister to me and just how we got started, and she's crushing it right now. She always does. I love to see that, but one day I think it'd be cool for us to do something just to reminisce on how we got our start.
Here's the thing. That was years ago with Garth, so it's like, why? Maybe just the timing was just off, what about now? That could potentially, you can go back to that song and be like, hey Garth, remember this song, and see what he says now,
Yeah, I thought about it with this last record. It's really a great song. The meaning behind the song is kind of like a boyfriend asking his girlfriend's dad, for a blessing to marry his daughter. So I saw Garth kind of play that role.
I see the video.
Oh, dude, so cool, right? So, yeah. Sometimes I feel like I might take the things too literally. I'm past that stage. So is this song past me? But it is a great song. So maybe
I don't see why not. Go shoot for the stars.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, again, I'm not going to take too much of your time, but one more question.
Yeah.
What's your thought on the state of country music? Do you think country's cool again?
Yeah, I think country's cool again, isn't it? I think that's Lainey's record.
Yeah.
I think so. I think there's more eyeballs on country music now than maybe ever before. And, you know, there's definitely certain people to thank for that. Morgan obviously is crushing it. And around the globe, he's a massive superstar now. And eyeballs have come to country music because of him. You know, Lainey and Taylor Swift, I know she's a pop star, but, I mean, she got to start in country, and she'll always kind of have that nod there. And Beyonce, I mean, is coming out and doing her country thing. So I love it, man. I love more eyeballs, more ears on country music because, I like I said earlier, I love the format. I love the songs. I love the storytelling. So, I mean, if somebody goes and hears Beyonce's record and you know, finds out who George Jones is because of that, Merle Haggard, Loretta Lynn, as they're searching country music, it's like, man, isn't that amazing? So I think we're in a great spot right now in country.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think country is becoming the new pop.
It's so cool. I mean, all of a sudden stadiums and arenas are being played that, you know, probably weren't before.
Yeah.
From country artists. So I love to see it. And two, I feel like I'm at a point in my career now where years ago I used to like play that comparison game, like, oh man, I want to be doing this. Or nowadays it's like, dude, I'm just so grateful to be able to sing country music. I'm rooting for everybody. So, and I'm somebody else's success is to me just an awesome thing. So
I think it's country music, you know, people, we have that community, and we have that teamwork support where, yeah, at the end of the day, we all want our genre to be the biggest genre there is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we kind of get the egos out of the way when it's like, it's a family. Like, we can fight amongst ourselves, but the moment that, you know, you start coming after whoever, we're going to fight against you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a family, you know, and we got each other's back. So
yeah,
I don't think it's like that in every genre out there. So it's cool to see it, that country has kind of got that community.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time in this early morning. It's been
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I still haven't had that smoke to celebrate the Opry. My schedule has just been nuts.
Listen, man, it just take 10 minutes and then take two puffs. That's all. Just take 10 minutes, two puffs, and just like.
Yeah, that's going to be what it's going to have to be, because my schedule right now is crazy. Give me about a month once this album's out, and then I'm going to just be chilling, man. You might not hear from me for a while. I want to go away, turn off the phone.
Understandable, man. Understandable. Keep the good work up and keep your head up, and congratulations on everything, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you letting me chat.
Not a problem. This has been another one with Scotty McCreary. Go check out his album, Cabin of Solo. Cabin of Solo on May 10th. Actually, 2 days, y'all. 2 days.
From Casa de Monte Cristo in Nashville, you are listening